All right, this letter is all over the place. It's confusing. First of all, g'day, mate. I think that's what they say in Australia. But I'm sure Steve is glad that you bought and read his book and that you really enjoyed it. But I have to tell you, it's not just for enjoying. It's to put into practice. You want to know about the 90-day rule, you say, and when to ask. Well, there's no asking involved. It's one of your standards and requirements that Steve talks about. It's a period that you use not to jump into bed with a man just because he asks or for your hand in marriage or tells you he loves you in the first week. You use that time to really get to know the person. So if it comes up, you know, about going to bed or sleeping together, and I'm sure it will, you say, no, I'm not ready yet, or I need more time, or, you know, something along those lines. But to your other stuff, the country music issue, that's stupid. The fact that he doesn't like you because you like country music, that's stupid. How would he know about your past if you wouldn't tell him? So stop talking to him about your past. If you want him to like who you are now, be that person. Talk about that person. If you're feeling threatened and used by him, why would you want to be with a bloke, your word, which means a man or a guy, like that anyway? I mean, really. Steve?
I'm just so confused with this whole damn letter.
I
got this. It's from Australia, and I appreciate you buying the book over there. It made it to number 9 on the bestseller list.
Wow.
Over there. I really appreciate all that. I appreciate you watching me on over, but Lord have mercy. Australia or Austin, Texas, or Israel or Alabama, you still got to listen. Now, you're a single mother. You done bought your standards up. Then she says, but I also cave in too early and get lonely and start making decisions that you're not supposed to make when you're trying to be a keeper. But I at least know where I fail. Okay, so that makes it cool. I know that if I'm driving my car and I make a right turn before I get to the intersection, that I'm going to tear the mailbox and the bus stop down. But I keep turning into the bus stop and the mailbox, tearing it down every time they put it back up. Well, at least I know I'm supposed to wait till I get to the intersection. See how that sound? That's how you sound right now. Just because you know and you keep doing it doesn't make it okay every time you keep failing at something. At one point in time, you got to stop. Then you write me to ask me about the 90-day probationary period. Now you tell us we should put this in place, and you tell us what to ask the bloke we're dating, but you don't really explain when to ask. I said clearly in the book, you should ask these questions as soon as possible, right away. I say that clearly in the book. I just want to get a real understanding of it because I'm still young and I don't want to waste my time and be one of the 30-year-olds single and alone. I thought I was almost out of having one. He said he loved me in the first week and said he can't wait to ask my dad for my hand in marriage. What?
Exactly.
What? Who? You met a man and in a week, he told you he loved you and couldn't wait to ask your dad a hand in marriage. What did you do to this boy in the first week? And then I was a little thrown back by it, and he handled my child like his own. In a week? You done who'd you hand your baby to in a week? Let's go back to the top of your letter. Key word here, I cave in too easily. So now the baby in too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.